I spend an awful lot of time on this program urging people to get outside and do something, in whatever form that might take. For example, from my own life over the past few weeks, I have camped, hunted for ptarmigan, hares, and caribou, snowshoed, snow machined, went sledding, or just simply sat in awe of some of our many fantastic winter landscapes. The weather for the past month or so, while not perfect, has been mostly conducive for those types of activities. So on both a personal and professional level, I urge folks to get outside and get plugged into nature. I've drunk the Kool-Aid. Getting outside is something I try to do as well. That said, the weather or other circumstances don't always allow for time outside. Sometimes we're stuck inside for stretches whether we want to be or not. And most of the people I know, when stuck inside, still want to be entertained by something. Last year I had an episode profiling activities tied to the outdoors that you can do inside. I'm going to go a different direction today. For a lot of those people, that entertainment often comes in the form of a good book or a good movie, and I, for one, don't have anything against either one of those. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Actually, of the two, I prefer to read. For as far back as I can remember, I have always been a big fan of reading. I didn't get that from my mom and dad. I'm not sure my parents have ever read a half dozen books between them in their lifetimes, so I'm inclined to think that this is something I picked up from my granddad. Grandpa spent large amounts of his time outside doing something, but it seemed like whenever he was inside, he was never without a book. So it's possible I picked up my own love of reading from him. I certainly picked up enough of his other traits. At any rate, I try never to be without a good book. My latest reading ventures have been those by author Lee Child that involve the Jack Reacher character, now a movie out starring Tom Cruise. For what it's worth, I don't care how big of a Tom Cruise fan you are. He was horribly miscast for this role. From what I have read, Tom is all of 5'7" tall. The Jack Reacher character of the books is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed giant of 6'5 and 250 pounds. And the differences don't stop there. But I digress. Books can have a way of doing that with conversations sometimes. For today's episode, what I'd really like to focus on is movies, not books. For those times when you're stuck inside and looking to be entertained, I'd like to offer up a list of outdoor-related movies to consider. I'm going to go into a bit of detail about just five of those. Beyond the first one, they are presented in no particular order. Number 1. Jeremiah Johnson. At the top of the list, my all-time number one outdoor movie is Jeremiah Johnson, which came out in 1972 and stars Robert Redford in the title role. Actually, this is my all-time favorite movie of any genre. I first saw this when I was in the second grade, and have seen it more times than I can count since, and I was utterly spellbound from the beginning. In the off chance you haven't seen it, it's about a jaded military vet in the 1840s who just wants to get away from it all. He wants to live the life of a mountain man in the Rockies during a time when they were still truly wild, as far away from anything and everything as possible. He winds up learning a lot of hard, necessary lessons along the way as he carves out a living for himself while searching for an elusive level of freedom that few people ever stop to consider, let alone pursue. If you're a guy and you watch this movie and afterwards you don't want to grow a beard, shoot an elk and trap a beaver, well, you're wired just a bit differently than a lot of us. When it comes to movies of any kind of an outdoor nature, this one is in a league of its own. It is the gold standard, and everything else is just fighting for second place. Number 2. Last of the Mohicans. This is the 1992 version of the James Fenimore Cooper novel, the one starring the outstanding actor Daniel Day-Lewis in the lead role of Hawkeye. The cast for this movie is very solid, and the action is fairly fast-paced throughout. For those unfamiliar with either the book or the movie, the story takes place in the 1750s during the French and Indian War, and revolves around conflict between the French and British and several native tribes. This version of the movie, and there have been others, won an Oscar for Best Sound and could easily have garnered others, in my opinion. The outdoor scenes certainly feel authentic, and the rifles used sure made me want to run out, buy a flintlock, and start shooting. A movie-related note about two of this film's actors, Wes Studi and Eric Schweig. Both men were excellent in this movie, and both played the same character in a different story. I'm referring to the character Buffalo Hump in the Lonesome Dove book and movie series by author Larry McMurtry. Schweig plays Buffalo Hump in Dead Man's Walk and was just fabulous in that role. Studi played the same part in Comanche Moon and, in my opinion, was horribly miscast for it. He just didn't look the part. Almost as bad as awarding the Jack Reacher role to Tom Cruise. Number 3, The Gray. I'm normally not much for movies that have any sort of major inconsistencies to them, and this one seems to me to have a couple. And yet I still enjoyed watching it, and I'm willing to add it to this list. The Gray is an action movie of very recent vintage, starring Liam Neeson. The story involves a plane crash in a wild, wide-open part of Alaska, and how the survivors of the crash attempt to become survivors of a large wolf pack that's in the area they crashed in. The fact that Liam Neeson is in the lead role was a big factor in me watching it. I think he's usually pretty darn good in just about every role I've ever seen him in. I won't go into any kind of detail at all except to say that I thought the scene where the plane was going down was extremely well done. I also won't spell out the couple of issues I had with the movie, though if you see me on the street or in a school and want to ask, I'll happily share. I will pass along a quote from noted film critic Roger Ebert, one that got a chuckle out of me when I read it. "When I learned of Sarah Palin hunting wolves from a helicopter, my sensibilities were tested. But after this film, I was prepared to call in more helicopters." Number 4, The Edge. The Edge is also a movie about men stranded in the wilderness thanks to a plane crash, though this one involved a smaller plane and fewer people. The two big names in this movie are Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin. I'm not always a big Baldwin fan, but Anthony Hopkins is almost always worth watching. Both of them are well cast for their roles in this movie, though. Over the course of the movie, they have to deal with the normal issues people facing survival situations have to face. Shelter, food, staying safe from man-eating bears. Okay, so maybe the bear situation amounts to over-the-top drama, but hey, it is a movie after all. And the bear is played by Bart the Bear, an A-list actor of another sort. If you haven't seen The Edge, you may have seen Bart in other movies, such as The Great Outdoors, also a terrific flick, by the way, and Legends of the Fall. At his peak, Bart was over 9 feet long and weighed over 1,700 pounds. In The Edge, he looks every bit of that size and more. Rugged, gorgeous scenery, Bart the Bear, and Anthony Hopkins. What's not to like? Number 5, The Ghost in the Darkness. This 1996 movie is one I could watch again and again, and often have. It's also the only non-North American film on my list. The Ghost in the Darkness stars Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas. The film tells a fictionalized account of a true story about two lions that attacked and killed workers at Tsavo, Kenya during the building of the African-Uganda-Mombasa Railway in 1898. The movie is based in part on a book about actual events that was written and published in 1907 by Kilmer's character, Colonel John Patterson, the man who actually killed the lions. The truth behind the story is that two lions did indeed hunt and kill a large number of railroad workers. The exact number is not known, though in his book Patterson puts the number at 135. Douglas is very good as a fictional professional hunter, and I believe this is one of Kilmer's better roles. The scenery is both rugged and beautiful, and this movie really gets me stirred up about someday wanting to see Africa for myself. By the way, the two lions that this film is about can be seen at the Field Museum in Chicago. So that's 5 that I would highly recommend. There are others. Other movies to consider of various genres that have an outdoor theme and would make my list would include Lost in the Barrens, Snow Walker, Death Hunt, Dances with Wolves, and A River Runs Through It. Special mention goes to Lonesome Dove, starring Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Duvall. Lonesome Dove may be the best Western ever made, and I'm here to tell you that the book is even better, as are the other books in that series. Lonesome Dove the movie would run a not too distant second for all-time best movie for me, behind Jeremiah Johnson. A great storyline, fantastic acting, and tremendous attention to detail all combined to make Lonesome Dove first class in every possible way. I still urge you strongly to get outside and actively pursue something wonderful to be had in the open air. As long as I have the platform of this program, I'll never cease with that admonishment. But for those times when circumstances conspire to keep you cooped up, top-notch entertainment can still be had, with the outdoors as a central theme. So pop up some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and take in a good movie with an outdoor twist. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.